إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى اتقوا الله والعاقبة للمتقين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have taqwa of Allah, for indeed it is through obeying Allah's commandments that we achieve happiness, and it is through disobedience to Him that we become wretched and in a state of sadness. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the izz of ubudiyya lillah, the honor, the glory of fulfilling the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not benefited by our worship of Him. It does no harm to Allah if we disobey Him. But it is through our obedience to Allah that we achieve felicity and honor and a high status. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank Allah for His many blessings. We thank Him by doing the actions that please Him, and we leave those actions that earn His anger, the disobedience to Him. We should all know, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that by fulfilling our servitude to Allah, our worship of Allah, the purpose for which we were created, by submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humbling ourselves to Him, we become honored. We achieve honor in this life and the next. The true strength of a believer, the true strength of a believer, a servant of Allah, know that true strength is in relying upon Allah completely in all of our affairs, in raising all of our needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asking only from Him, trusting in Him completely. This is true strength. True happiness, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, is achieved in salah, in humbling ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worship of Him. And the best of our affairs, the end of our affairs, are rectified. Our worldly affairs are brought into order and rectified by having taqwa of Allah in every moment and every time and place. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The end of things will be for those who have taqwa. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the expansion of the chest, the happiness and the relaxation of one's heart and one's breast is found in being kind to our parents, and serving and connecting the ties of kinship, and bringing together the bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood. The peace of the heart, the tuma'nina, the relaxation of the heart is found in the dhikr of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Is it not by the remembrance of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, that the hearts find tumanina, they find relaxation? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our affairs in this world are rectified, are brought into a systematic order when we take the means for every affair. We take the asbab, but then we trust in Allah completely. We know that Allah is the one who yudabbir al-umur. Allah is the one who plans. Allah is the one who decrees and fulfills the plans. But we take the means and then we trust in Allah Ta'ala. If we do that, taking the means without laziness, without procrastinating, but then relying upon Allah, then all of our affairs will be in order and rectified. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the loser is the one who depends upon and relies on the dunya. The humiliation of a person is a one who is submissive to the dunya, who leans against the wall of worldly things and relies upon them and forgets about his creator. The one who forgets about the akhirah, the purpose for which we are in this world, the loser is the one who forgets about his very purpose of creation, which is the ubudiyyah to Allah. Ubudiyyah, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, means servitude, humbleness, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting all of our affairs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while taking the means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ أُولَئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بما كانوا يكسبون. إن الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا. Indeed, those people who do not hope for the meeting with us, the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ورضوا بالحياة الدنيا, they became content with the life of this world. They became enamored. Their contentment lies in the material things. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا, and they found peace in the life of this world. They found their relaxation and worldly pursuits. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ, and those عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ, those who forgot the signs of Allah, they forgot the ayat of Allah. What is their end? أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their end will be the fire because of what they earned. Allah says,
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا.
Who is worse? مَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Who is worse than the one who is reminded of the signs of Allah? He sees the signs of Allah. He has the knowledge. The knowledge reached him. The understanding came to him. The signs of Allah were mentioned to him. But he turned away. He turned away from the reminder. The reminder came to him that this world is temporary and that death is a reality. And that there is a day of judgment where all people will be taken to account. Yet this person, he held on to the worldly things. Perhaps he oppressed others and killed others in order to hold on to his worldly, cling to his worldly possessions.
من أظلم من ذلك.
Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has given us lessons to reflect upon in the nations that have gone by, the perished nations. When we look at the nations of the past in history and reflect on history, we see that there were those whom Allah gave power and strength on the earth. The likes of Fir'aun and Haman, whom were exalted on the earth, had power, had strength. Allah says He gave them hearing and seeing better than ours. He gave them all kinds of power. But what was the end of their affair? Where did they end up in the pages of history? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they were established on the earth and had all kinds of power and blessings, they ended up in humiliation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
What happened to those whom their hearing and their seeing and their power, Allah says, it did not prevent them or save them, even their hearts, their thinking, it did not save them at all when they rejected our signs. And the haqq wa haqq bihim, and the reality came true, wa haqq bihim ma kanu yastahzi'un. They used to mock the warnings that came to them, that your end will be near and Allah will hold you to account. They used to laugh and mock. But the end of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held them to account. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Sa'id, the happy one, is the one who learns the lesson from others. And the sad one is the one whom others take a lesson from his affair. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says,
فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورُ.
وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمْ. Do not be deluded by the life of this world. And do not be bedazzled by this worldly life, by the distractions, by the temptations of this world. Be prepared, prepare yourself for the meeting with Allah with whatever you can of righteous deeds, of submission to Allah, ubudiyyah. Prepare yourselves of the meeting with Allah by fulfilling your ubudiyyah to Allah, by hastening to fulfill Allah's commandments, by striving hard to stay away from what He prohibited. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, know that all goodness is achieved by our servitude to Allah. That is the purpose of all of creation. Allah says,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ.
I have not created jinn or mankind except to worship Me. All goodness lies in this statement of purpose. All goodness for us in this world and the next lies in fulfilling the meaning of this ayah. Allah says, I did not create the jinns and the mankind except for what? For no other purpose. This is a negation of all other purposes. Ma is a negation, nothing. مَا خَلَقْتُ. Negation and then affirmation means حَصَرْ in Arabic. That the only purpose of creation is negating all other purposes that people have and The only purpose should be for the ubudiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, no one will achieve the pleasure of Allah. No one will enter Jannah unless he fulfills the ubudiyyah to Allah, until he submits humbly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah in His kindness to us, in the kindness of Allah to His Ummah, He has sent to us messengers, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us the best of ubudiyyah. He taught us the ways and the times where Allah multiplies blessings and reward, so that we can achieve multiple rewards in our ubudiyyah. And for those who are not able to fulfill a certain act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His kindness to us, He has given us other ways of achieving that reward. For example, kindness to one's parents is one of the greatest acts of worship. But if one's parents are dead, then one can do kindness to their parents by giving sadaqah in their name, by performing hajj on their behalf, by being kind to their kith and kin, and by being good to their friends after they've passed away, and most of all by making dua for them, so that one can achieve this great act of worship even if one were not to meet one's parents. Another one of Allah's mercies is for those who could not go for the hajj. Then one can achieve the reward of the hajj and umrah, as is mentioned in a hadith that is hasan, by staying, by praying the Fajr Salah in the Jama'ah, and staying in one's place in the remembrance of Allah until the sun rises, and praying two rak'ahs. This is the reward of a hajj and an umrah, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the one who cannot afford charity, Allah has given us other means. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every person should give charity. Ala kulli muslimin sadaqah. Then it was said, what if he doesn't have anything to give, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him go and work and feed himself and give. This would be his charity. Then it was said to him, what if he can't do that? He's not able to earn by his hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let him help somebody in need. That would be charity. Then it was said to him, what if he cannot do that? Then it was the Prophet ﷺ said to him, let him do some good deed. Ya'mur bil ma'ruf, command to good, remind others of goodness. It was said to him, the Prophet ﷺ was told, what if he can't even do that? He said, let him withhold his evil from others, that will be a charity for him. You see, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith was narrated by Imam Muslim, that every person, Allah out of His kindness has opened ways to do good, to earn great rewards, and this is from Allah's kindness towards our ummah. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to help us to fulfill the purpose of our creation, the ubudiyyah to Him, and let us be of those who remember their purpose, and not be of the ghafileen, the ones who forget why they are put in this world. أقول هذا القول أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Brothers, if you can come forward, if there's any space in the rooms on the side, brothers, please come forward, inshallah. Wa yirhamukum bi rahmatihi. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I praise Allah and send peace on Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah and to remove the love of the dunya from our hearts, for indeed if it takes over the heart it destroys. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from Allah's mercy is that He chose certain days to multiply blessings. And one of those days is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, which corresponds to Saturday. This day is the day that Allah saved Musa from Fir'aun. And he destroyed Fir'aun, and Musa fasted that day in shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And from Allah's mercy to us is that if we fast this day, then 1 year of sins will be expiated, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith narrated by Muslim. He said, fasting the day of Ashura, I consider it an expiation of 1 year of sins. And from the story of Musa alayhi salam, Allah has narrated in the Quran the story of no other prophet more than the story of Musa alayhi salam. In such detail, his life is mentioned as a lesson for the believers. Looking at his life is a lesson for us. When we look at how Musa alayhi salam was born, when Fir'aun was killing the children, Musa alayhi salam was born amongst babies being killed and massacred. Yet his mother, when Allah commanded her to throw him into the waves of the ocean, she trusted in Allah. She had tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, ubudiyyah begins, part of ubudiyyah is full trust in Allah while taking the means. She threw him in the river. Suddenly, the wife of Fir'aun finds this baby, and Allah inspires her to not kill this baby, but to save him and to bring him up in the very house of the one who would be destroyed because of opposing Musa. And Fir'aun, in his oppression, his arrogance, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ, he says, I am the Lord Most High. Yet, when Allah commanded Musa and Harun to go to Fir'aun, اِذْهَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَىٰ فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَىٰ. Allah says to Musa and Harun, go to Fir'aun, the one who oppressed on the earth, who claims to be Allah, and say a gentle word. Say a kind word. And this is a lesson for us in calling to the way of Allah, that gentleness and kindness should be the quality of every dad. And argumentation and yelling and shouting destroys the image of Islam. This is not the way of da'wah, to shout and yell. Even if Fir'aun claimed to be Allah Ta'ala, Allah commanded Musa to use kind words. In Qatada, one of the salaf, he said, if this is Allah's kindness for Fir'aun, who claimed to be Allah, then imagine Allah's kindness for the one who makes such. So this is a lesson for us as well. And then we see the end of Fir'aun, drowned in the sea. This should be a lesson for every tyrant who kills his people. That although the people are weak and have no strength and power, but in the end, Allah will repay and take revenge on those who oppress them. Fir'aun drowned in the sea with his armies and his might and his power, and Musa escaped with the Bani Israel. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we fast the day of Ashura, remembering that every tyrant on this earth will be taken to account by Allah, either sooner or later. And this is a reminder for all of our beloved brothers and sisters in every land who are oppressed, in Gaza, in Syria, in Burma, in any other land, to always trust in Allah Ta'ala, and to never be despair of our hope in Allah, to never give in to depression and sadness, to always trust in Allah Ta'ala, because in the end all the affairs are in Allah's hands. Just as Musa's mother did not despair, but she trusted in Allah, and Allah brought her back to her child. Just as Musa trusted in Allah when the magicians threw their staff their snakes. And Musa had fear, but Allah said, do not fear. Throw your staff. You trusted in Allah. Like that, every Muslim should trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that if he fulfills his ubudiyah to Allah and he has taqwa of Allah and obeys him and submits to him and trusts in him and holds on to his faith in Allah, he fulfills the tawheed in Allah, his worship of Allah, then in the end of affairs, Allah will grant him a way out. Allah will give him a way out and help him in his affairs and take recompense from those who wrong us. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر عداء على دين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم احفظ دماء المسلمين في فلسطين وفي غزة وفي سوريا وفي المغرب وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا لطيف يا عزيز يا غفور اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في هذا المسجد وفي كل مكان اللهم قومنا في طاعتك وفي عبادتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ثبتنا على طاعتك في هذه الدنيا وعند السؤال اللهم ثبتنا بقولك الثابت في الحياة الدنيا والآخرة صلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم عباد الله اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيم الصلاة
حي على الصلاة حي على قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استغفر مسلم أفضل الحمد لله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر ولا يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى
ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.